Welcome. You are now listening to the Anything Goes podcast with your hosts, Greg and Alex.
Yo, Johnny Knoxville, what are these people listening to?
Anything Goes?
This is Mecca, and you're listening to the Anything Goes podcast. We're talking about you and Alex.
There's a lot of Christmas songs out there, and not too many Hanukkah songs, so wrote a song for all those nice little Jewish kids who don't get to hear any Hanukkah songs. Here we go. Instead of one day of presents, we have eight crazy nights. When you feel like the only kid in town without a Christmas tree, here's a list of people who are Jewish, just like you and me.
Greg, a.k.a. Crazy Greg, a.k.a. Pooh Bear. Check, check. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 5, 12, 14. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a brand new episode of the Anything Goes podcast. Once again, I am Greg, a.k.a. Crazy Greg, a.k.a. Pooh Bear, and you are?
I am Alex. Not Jewish, but I'm Alex.
All right. So what's going on?
Not much. Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah.
Hanukkah with a C-H, that's not right. A-H-A.
No.
Not the, yeah.
Yeah, I spell it C-H.
Yeah.
That's the way I do it.
Yeah.
Although there's many different ways to
there
spell
is.
It.
There is. And fun fact, there's no wrong way to spell it.
That's right, because it's actually not an English word.
Right.
I know that. It's just a made up, interpreted word of spell it how you
hear it.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Pretty much. And there's a lot of different, like, spellings that people
like
know.
A lot.
Yeah. 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 Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because it's a
funny.
Yeah. It quick. I'm sorry. It's a Hebrew word and right. There's no English word for
yes.
it.
Yes.
So.
So.
Yeah.
I always spelt it with the H, H-A, and then A, however. There's a U there somewhere. Sorry. But I always spelt it that way. And then you're like, I spelt C-H. I'm like, okay, I guess I'm spelling it C-H now. Because I guess you can call that job.
Yeah. I'm actually very nervous about this episode.
You don't have to be.
I am. But anyway, let's get into it because it's Hanukkah time.
It is.
And one half of our podcast is Jewish.
Right.
Which
we are
is,
blended.
Yeah. And we said, let's test each other on how much we know. So you're going to test me on Hanukkah.
Mm-hmm.
And then come Christmas time, I'll test you on Christmas.
Yes.
Which I think you'll do way better than I'm going to do.
I don't know, though. Like, it depends on the questions you ask me.
Well, no, nothing crazy.
Like, if you ask me, like, oh, Jesus. Well, actually, I went to Catholic school. I probably will know that stuff because they drilled us like Christmas is not about Santa and presents. It's about Jesus.
Well, I've been doing my research on it and I'm up to page 77 of the Bible. So I'm going to.
Well, that's the old head. That's your domain over there.
For sure. But yeah, so we figured we'd have some fun, I think. But I don't know how
it'll
I'm
be
gonna
fun.
Do. For you.
What?
For you.
For me, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be fun for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't think it's so bad.
And so do I get Hanukkah gifts this year? Because you refused to give it to me
you
any
do.
Year.
No, last year I did.
Yeah, for the first time in 15 years.
No, you know what it is? It's because like we always exchanged.
I don't care what it is.
I'm explaining to them.
Go.
We always exchanged on Christmas morning, Christmas Day. We did. Like, that's when we were together and just happened to exchange. Like, back in the day when we were dating, we didn't see each other 8 nights in a row.
Okay.
So we would just see each other Christmas Day.
How convenient.
We exchange that. That's when your family gets together, so be
other,
quiet.
Because it's my brother's birthday.
Well, I don't care. It's still Christmas Day.
So how convenient we would get together for your holiday, but you wouldn't make it
you don't
a point
celebrate.
To get
you guys
together
don't celebrate.
For my holiday.
You guys don't celebrate.
Sure do.
Not anymore.
Sure do.
Do you celebrate any other Jewish holiday?
We've always lit the candles.
Yes, you light candles. You don't actually celebrate, though. Like, now you don't
That's
do gifts.
Celebrating. Of course we do.
You do Hanukkah gifts right now?
Always.
Okay. I've known you for 15 years. Never once until we last year did you do Hanukkah gifts, and it's because of me.
14 years to finally acknowledge my holiday.
All right. What is this?
So
now I'm going to make it harder. I'm going to look up religious stuff that you have no idea about.
All right. So you're going to quiz me.
I was very nice with this too.
And I don't think I'm going to do well.
Isn't he such a jerk?
But let's see. It's my holiday and I can be a jerk if I want.
Yeah.
I can be a jerk for 8 nights in a row.
Great. What do you want, my birthday?
All right. So speaking of which, happy birthday, by the way, which was last week.
Yeah, didn't we do that already?
Oh, yeah, we did do that.
Yeah, even though we didn't really talk about my birthday. Yeah. Because we're talking about Halloween and Christmas. Yeah.
Wow. Who says you should be born right in between them? Who says?
That's true.
All right, I mean,
that's
a
pretty good birthday. Okay.
Let's do this.
All right. So pretty much what we're doing today.
Yes.
Is I'm quizzing him on some Hanukkah facts, but like fun ones, not anything like crazy. I mean, some of them bring up like, you know, religion kind of, because that's where stuff came from.
Okay.
But it's fun.
All right. How many questions are there?
Honestly, I have a bunch of facts, so I'm just going to wing it.
Okay.
There's two that I made multiple choice.
Thanks. I get two out of how many multiple choice?
Like 15.
Oh my God.
No, but some of them it's just like, oh, so did you know that?
Okay.
You know?
Okay. So let's go.
How many nights? No, I'm just kidding.
It would have been nice to like start me off with a layup like that. You know,
okay.
To get things going.
How about this? Because you have to know this.
Okay.
Do you know why there's 8 nights of Hanukkah?
Yes.
Why?
Because that's how many gifts that we want to get. No. It's because that's how long the candles burnt.
Right. It was, the oil was supposed to only last one day.
And it was a miracle.
Yes. It lasted 8. Right. Okay. And do you know why there's 9 candles on a menorah?
I know the middle one is used to light the other 8.
Right, that's pretty much what it is. Yeah.
Okay, how's that?
Like
okay.
The 9th one, because I used to not know that. Before I met you, I was like, what the heck is that 9th one for? And I was like, it's only for lighting. And I'm like, oh, okay. I mean, I know that now because from your family, but.
All right, so not so bad.
Okay, so it kind of got spoiled with the Adam Sandler song in the beginning.
Yeah, it was Festival of Lights. Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Really?
No. Festival of Lights is like, isn't that like something else too? Isn't there another thing called Festival of Lights? Or maybe that's like the thing we went to. What is it? Luminosity. Wasn't that Festival of Lights?
It might have been,
yeah.
Yes.
I'm like, is it? Okay, this one was my favorite fun fact.
Okay.
And you'll understand why.
Okay. Food.
Yes. I love it. Okay. Most Hanukkah dishes have one thing in common. Do you know what they are? I don't know if you will, but think about the things you eat. The things that are popular, we don't really eat at all. We only really eat one of these things.
Like crackers?
No, like potato pancakes, latkes, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, those jelly donuts that, like, that's like a big thing. Like, millions are sold around Hanukkah. No.
No.
They're all fried in oil.
Okay.
And a lot of them. Like, there's other stuff, too. There's apple fritters that's supposedly really popular around Hanukkah, which your mom loves apple fritters, but doesn't get them for Hanukkah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. But the reason why these things are so popular, people cook it in oil because of the oil that burned for the 8 nights. So they eat these things around Hanukkah because it's made with oil. It was on the frickin' fun fact page,
I'm not questioning it.
You didn't like that fun fact, I can
tell. No, I'm listening.
Okay. Here's a multiple choice.
Okay.
All right. So you know when you light a candle, right?
At night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
After sundown.
Mm-hmm.
How long after sundown do the candles need to stay lit for? Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, I don't know the answer.
You don't know the answer?
No, I can put it here, but I know what it is.
Okay.
A, 30 minutes. B, 60 minutes. C, 120 minutes. And D, 90 minutes. And don't judge me that I flipped 90 minutes and 120 minutes.
So wait, read it again, the answers?
30 minutes, 60, 90, 120.
30, 60, 90, 120. Huh.
So half hour, hour and a half, 2 hours. Yeah.
That's interesting. I almost would have thought it was until they burn out. So I'm going to say 120?
Nope.
No, 90.
Nope.
30?
Yes.
Wow.
So I guess that's like okay, you did it. I don't know why, but it says it has to at least be for that long.
All right.
Yeah.
So why'd you flip?
I don't know. Because I was going to do something like 3 hours, and I was like, I'm going to just stick with the minutes thing and just go with that. So this is something else where I'm like, oh, wow, I didn't think of this. So presidents, there have been many presidents in the United States. Do you know which president was the first one to actually celebrate Hanukkah in the White House? What number, not what...
I don't even know who the first president was.
Yes, you do.
Forget about the first president.
I know who... the first one, and when was Lincoln? 19? I don't know. 14?
So the first president... So what number president?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with 18.
No.
Oh, that's a lucky number, so...
Oh, you're right. That's actually pretty funny.
That's why I went with that.
Yes, 18's a lucky Jewish number. Yeah. That's funny. No, so it was President Harry Truman in 1951, who was the 33rd president. He was the first president to bring Hanukkah into the White House.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought that was interesting. I'm like, wow, not until 1951. Yeah. Right. Do you want another multiple choice?
Sure. It's my final one.
Yeah, okay. It is. All right. Where's the world's largest menorah? A, Los Angeles. B, New York. C, Chicago. Or D, Israel. I had to throw that in there.
Yeah. I'm going to say Chicago.
No.
No, New York?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say New York, and I'm like, is that too obvious?
I know. Well, everything in New York, you know.
Yeah.
So it's 36 feet tall, and it stands on 5th Avenue and 59th Street at Grand Army Plaza near Central Park.
I don't know if you've ever seen it.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like we've seen pictures, though, because I saw a picture of it when I was looking it up. And, yeah, okay. I think we've seen it. But
yeah, I was going to guess New York, and I'm like, that might be too obvious, but...
You said so much of this stuff, like, opening the episode. Like, Festival of Lights, and that there's different spellings of Hanukkah, and... Well, do you know what Hanukkah means?
What's Hanukkah mean? What's...
Oh, okay, well, the word Hanukkah comes from the Hebrew word meaning...
Like, miracle?
No.
Who?
I know I would have thought that because like the eight, you know.
Yeah. So what does it mean?
Yeah, you're not going to get it. To dedicate.
Oh, okay.
So, I don't know. But, yeah.
All right. So well, I have a question for you then. Okay. I don't know if this is part of your notes, but about the dreidel?
Oh, yeah. Wait, okay. No. Shh.
So go.
Yes, I was going to save that for the end because it's like a fun game.
Okay.
So, yeah. So dreidel is obviously like the top kind of thing that you spin and whatever it lands on means something. I never knew what it meant.
Mm.
Do you know what the four sides mean? I know you do.
Yeah, I do. Mm-hmm. Like the names of them or what they mean?
Well, what they mean, you could say.
All right, so...
And I'll like...
It's a game that you're supposed to play for chocolate, candy.
The coins.
But they play for money.
Right.
And you spin it. And I guess everybody like antes up in the beginning. So everybody put up like a dollar.
Right.
And you spin it and it's either...
Of course you would play for money.
Yeah. So you either... Nothing happens.
Right.
One side, nothing happens. One side is... You win all the money.
Mm-hmm.
One side is you win half the money.
Right.
And the other side is you have to put in what the pot is. Like how much is share.
So, yeah, I think you have to put in what it... Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's shin, which means share. Hel, or H-E-L, however you pronounce that, which means half. Gimel, which is all. And N-U-N, none, which is nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you know how the dreidel got started?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Do you know? You could say it.
Yeah,
oh, wow, that's funny. I was going to ask you that.
Yeah.
I didn't know if you would know this.
So the Jewish people were captured.
Right.
And they were like in whatever, in cells or wherever they were. You know, they captured and held them. And they wanted to pray. They weren't allowed to say prayers. So they would all gather around and play with the dreidel.
Right.
So when these prisoners would come, they'd be like, what are you guys doing? They can't say they're praying, so they're saying, oh, we're just playing a game with the dreidel.
Mm.
And the prisoners walk away, and they go back to praying.
Right.
So yeah, it was just a decoy.
Yeah, exactly. So, it was their way of being able to use their language without being, you know.
Yeah. So they just use that as, oh, no, we're just playing a game.
I will tell you, this is one thing I've always said. I feel like majority of the Jewish holidays are so dark.
Yeah.
And it's always about, like, suffering. It's, like, good, though, because... You're remembering the suffering so you'd appreciate what you have. I get it. But like I was reading up on Hanukkah and I was like, oh my God, this is like, it's dark. There's a lot of like weird things. Yeah.
Jewish.
I mean, a lot of religion is, honestly. Mm-hmm. All religion.
But a lot of it's just kind of remembering the past. And
yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So did you know, I feel like you should be giving these fun facts because I'm just kind of giving the facts. I'm not really asking questions. I'm not a good question maker. So, I apologize. But did you know that people didn't always give gifts on Hanukkah?
Did they get food?
No.
No. Hmm. What did they give? Oh, you said they gave something else instead of
gifts? Gifts. Like physical gifts. Like they didn't give toys or stuff like that.
Money?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Tradition is to give money. Yes. Nowadays, gifts are given as well.
Yeah.
One tradition is to give gold coins. And today, they're, you know, kids are given the gold coins, the chocolate ones.
Right.
Yeah. Geld. That's what it's called.
Mm-hmm. Do you know who our Santa Claus is?
The mensch on the bench. No.
It's not.
Your parents?
No. We have a name for it. Not Santa Claus. It's a name for our person.
No, I don't know. I'm
sorry. Really? It's
Jesus?
Hanukkah. No. Really? It's Hanukkah. And then there's a name.
What? Do I know this?
You should.
I don't know if I know. What?
Hanukkah Harry.
I didn't know that.
You never heard of Hanukkah
Harry? I've never in my life heard that before.
That was our Santa Claus.
What is Hanukkah Harry? Like, explain this. I've never heard. I swear, I've never heard it.
Bring the gifts and all that.
Wait, hold up. So your parents told you there was somebody else that brought the gifts?
No, they would say we bought them, but it was supposed to be a Hanukkah Harry.
Okay.
And we would let him in the house.
What? Who is this person?
A Hanukkah Harry.
But who was the actual person that would come into your house?
It was a spirit.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Oh, was it something like that?
It was, yeah. And we would sit around dinner table. I'm not kidding.
Okay, no. I'm listening. I'm interested.
And we would have dinner. We'd say our prayers. And they'd be like, oh, Hanukkah Harry's here. So it'd open up the door.
Aw, yeah.
And then they'd be like, he's here. And all the adults would like shake the table from underneath.
That's so cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't know. I've never heard that before.
Really?
I swear. That's something I've actually, I'm just learning. Yeah. And about you too. I didn't know that you did that.
Yeah. We'll look it up.
Okay. No, yeah, I've never heard that before. No. So I didn't even know that you celebrated to that extent ever.
We did. We used to go every year to my dad's family
house. Yes, and they're very, not very religious, but they celebrate more.
I don't think he has like an actual, like, you know, Santa's, he wears a hat.
Well, yes. He's just like a...
Spirit.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so he doesn't really have a figure that you can like...
But he just kind of made it a little more fun and for the kids, like exciting and stuff, which is exciting just to get a gift on its own. But our kids are so lucky. They get 8 nights plus Christmas morning.
Yeah.
Some life.
So I know how you feel about your holiday, but to me, I think 8 nights are
Cool. This has always been a debate.
It is.
Because you know what it is to me? It's like I always got more than 8 gifts. I'm not trying to say like.
I know.
Not that they were all good.
But it's spread out over.
I get it.
You know, it's not.
But this is why you're very good at waiting to give gifts. And I want to give it to you the moment I get it. And my family, they always give it right away. And I'm like, my birthday or Christmas or whatever is in a week. Why don't you just wait? Oh, I can't wait. Because everything's right then and there.
And it's good too, because like you get a toy and you could play with it for the entire day.
Right. And then you get like a new one. And for me, it was always like, which one am I going to play with first? Yeah,
exactly. And then you just go to the best toy and you don't even touch the others.
But on the other side of it, like, just like, I don't know because I didn't grow up with that. You know, that's what it is. And then with me, it's like waking up on Christmas morning and walking, at the time we walked downstairs and just seeing the tree and all the presents underneath. And I'm like, God, Santa came. And like, it was just, you know, it's the holidays. No matter which one you celebrate, it's so much fun.
I'm thinking back now. I do know it was 30 minutes. I do.
Yeah, I thought you did because I feel like I remember like your mom saying that it has to be at least 30 minutes. And then she's like, okay, like we could put it out if we want.
And when you do light the menorah, you're supposed to put it out in the window for 30 minutes.
Yes. Yes, exactly. That's what it was.
So thinking back, I did know that. Yes.
Oh, there was something else. Oh, okay. So I'm always like, wow, Hanukkah is always like a random time. Like it's always a random day that it starts on. Like I know it's like because of some calendar, but I didn't really understand how it works, so I looked it up.
Okay.
So
does that do with the moon?
It does.
Yes. Yeah.
So the Jewish calendar, or the Hebrew calendar, you can call it either one, follows the moon cycle. So Hanukkah starts on the 25th day of the 9th month of the Jewish calendar, which follows the moon, if that makes sense.
Yeah, to me it does.
Yes. No, I made sense to me when I read it, but I don't know. So that's why it begins on a different date each year. Do you know, so Hanukkah's already begun last night, if you're listening to this, the day it came out. Do you know when it starts next year? What night? What day? What night? Whatever.
So it starts what day this year?
7th is the first night. So the first day. So you would go by nights, right?
Yeah.
The 7th.
Yeah. I want to say it's like 3 or 4 days after.
No.
No?
It's so weird.
Is it a week after?
No. That's what I always thought it was. So I always thought it was like, if it was the 7th, then it was the 14th.
Yeah,
then it was,
no,
and it's not.
That's too much in advance. So it's got to be like a day or two then.
No.
No?
Next year, the first night of Hanukkah.
Oh, is it way early?
No. That's okay. Yeah, in a bit.
That's okay.
So next year, the first night of Hanukkah, it's December 25th.
Really?
Yeah. So you get Christmas morning and then eight nights after that. But I don't know. I kind of like it like this. Like I like that it's eight nights and then a little break and then Christmas. You know, I like that it kind of breaks it up. But yeah, I was like, oh, wow, it starts. That's cool for your brother next year.
Yeah.
He gets his birthday, which poor, I feel so bad for him because he rarely even gets to celebrate his birthday because it's on Christmas.
Right.
Even though, but you guys had celebrated back in the day because you didn't celebrate Christmas.
Yes.
Yeah, which was actually great because no one was ever out.
Yes. Although, well, actually, no.
Well, you Christmas always went, okay, well, you always went to Manhattan.
Busy,
which,
yeah.
Yes, that's different. Not everybody's like, I'm going to go to Manhattan on Christmas Day.
You'd be surprised how many people are in Manhattan Christmas Day.
Well, yeah, no, I know.
You'd be very surprised.
I'm saying you. Okay, yes, I know. Yeah. I know. Well, everybody, all tourists do, people who live here.
Oh, it's packed.
Yeah.
Everywhere. Yeah.
Because people are like, I want to go to New York for Christmas or the holidays. And
yeah. The only thing is I'm sure his friends would never run for his birthday.
Right, right. Yeah. But they would celebrate it another
time. Yeah. Mm. But no, Manhattan is packed on Christmas Day.
Oh, of course. Because like I said, there's tourists who come for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you would go and you'd always see a Broadway show, right?
Yeah, we'd go to the TKTS ticket booth, the buy one, get one free.
So funny.
We'd spend the day in Manhattan, go super early, and you have to wait in line and go up to the big board.
And you see which one are we going to see?
Yeah, you see what plays are offering half price tickets for that day. So you never know what you're going to see.
That's fun,
that
though.
Day.
Yeah.
And we all decide on a show. So we buy the tickets and the show will be later on in the day.
Sean should have been the one to...
Yeah, I guess, maybe he did.
He had more of a say. Yeah,
yeah. And then, so we'd have to buy tickets like, I don't know, 9 a.m. for like a 6, 7 o'clock
gosh.
Show, whatever.
What would you do all day?
So we go to Rockefeller Center, we go to Tree.
Tad's, that what it's
steakhouse.
Called? Yeah. Oh, God. It's a cafeteria steakhouse.
Yeah.
If that makes, it literally is exactly what it sounds like.
Yeah. So it's cafeteria, like
and
you said.
And you take your tray and you say, give me that steak.
And it was like a steak and baked potato and... One other thing.
For like $7. Like, no, I don't know.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. And then we'd see all the windows with the decorations.
I mean, your mom must love that. She loves the holidays.
Yeah. And we would
see,
watch
your
the
mom,
skaters and the ice skaters.
It's crazy how much me and your mom actually have in common. Our favorite movie is Wizard of Oz. Like, that's, it was crazy that, what are the odds? And then we both love Disney. And we both love Christmas. She literally starts playing Christmas music as soon as it starts coming on the radio.
Yeah.
Like she blasted. Remember we used to live there and she would like blast it?
Yeah. I remember.
No wonder you hate Christmas music.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. To me, I definitely like Hanukkah and Eight Nights and all that. I think it's fun and the lighting the candles were always fun to do.
Yeah. I like it. I do. I like bringing it in and I make sure the girls, you know, are growing up with both. I decorate for both, although we don't have our menorah out at the moment, which we will when this episode gets... released, but you know, I always decorate and I always make sure the girls know if you ask, what's daddy's holiday? Gakaka. What's mommy's holiday? Memes.
Yeah.
So that they know.
Yeah.
And they get both. They're so lucky.
They do. And I was bar mitzvahed.
You were. I was going to ask you, is that how you know like certain, the Hebrew facts and all that kind of stuff? Is that where you learned
it? No, to be honest, it's from, I work with religious Jewish people and just
right. For the longest time you
just,
really did too,
yeah, for like the past
forever,
yeah, and just I don't know, over time I would just talk to them, not religious stuff, just like, oh, the holiday's coming up and you know,
what do you do
yeah, you know, and they would tell me and I would just pick up facts that way and so I don't know, you learn by talking to people,
exactly,
or going on Google like you did.
Oh yes, no, actually when I worked in physical therapy I actually worked with the Jewish girl, and she was same thing. She was very religious. She had to be in, you know, certain times. She had to be out. She couldn't work during the night, all that kind of stuff. And I would always ask her things. I was, you know, just kind of dating you, and I'm like, oh, well, what do you guys do for this? And she was arranged marriage, so I was asking her how that works and all that. It's very interesting. But,
yeah, it is. And they go on, like, 2-3 dates.
Yeah, and then they're like, no, or yes. They go on one date, and if they're like, yeah, I'm not, no, they're just like, yeah, no, I'm never going to.
Yeah. And then if they are interested, then they interview each other's like family and friends.
Yes, that's so crazy.
Yeah, which is weird because you would like think that the family and friends would be like, yeah, they're great, you know, like.
No, they're very like, because yeah, they know it's mm-hmm. like, it's more like, it's like business.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know.
So, and then one crazy story, and it's crazy, but it's true, and I don't know, it's funny, but.
Strange.
Yeah, funny. It's just thinking about it, it's like, wow, that's crazy to think, but there's certain times of the year where like you can't drive when it's dark out and all that stuff. And on Saturdays, you can't use cell phones or electricity and stuff. Mm. And one of the Jewish ladies I worked with, she was very religious, and she had to leave work early. She had to take lunch at the end, leave work early because she had to get home before sundown.
Right.
So you can drive once the sun goes down.
Right.
You can only drive when the sun's up. I'm like, yeah, but what if like, you know, you don't make it in time? She's like, well, you leave early to make sure, like, you make it home in time. I'm like, yeah, but anything could happen. Mm-hmm. I'm like, it was in Brooklyn. I was working, and I'm like, what if you're in a BQE and there's an accident
and it's dead stop.
Standstill, and there's nothing you can do.
Right.
And sun's going down. She's like, I would get out of my car and walk home.
That's crazy.
And she would leave her car in a BQE. And she was serious. She really would. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. They would just get out of the car and walk home and leave their car.
That's crazy. It's
crazy. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, they just have things that are, you know, that's what's important to them, and you know.
Yeah. Also, you can't turn on or turn off electricity.
Right.
So they have like timers and stuff for certain things. Mm. And I forget what this scenario was, but I was like,
is it the TV?
No.
Because you told me a story about the TV once before.
What was that?
That the husband would
leave
the TV on.
Yes.
If and just let it run the whole night so he could watch it. So if there
was a sporting event. Yeah, you can't touch the TV.
So he has to be able to watch it.
But if the TV is on, you can't turn it off.
Right.
So he would just...
Loophole.
Yeah. It's funny. If you left the TV on before it, you know, sundown and before Saturday, then you can't turn it off.
It's funny.
So you're forced to have the sporting event. Baseball game on or whatever it was. And, maybe that's what it was. I said, so in summertime, right? Mm-hmm. When it's like 100 degrees.
Right.
And they have air conditioning unit stuff and they, you know, set things on times and stuff.
Right, right.
And I said, what if like the circuit breaks?
Right.
And now, you know, you don't have the air conditioning. What goes, you know, how does it work? And you can't touch it, but you can ask somebody walking by outside.
Can you come?
They can come in and do it.
You just can't do it, but somebody else can.
Yeah, somebody else can. So you'd have to like ask.
Yeah, you'd have to go outside because you can't call someone.
You have to hope like a stranger that who isn't Jewish is walking by and
why? Like why do they do this? Just to be like we need to disconnect from everything and focus.
Yes, and it's also like ancestors and years ago and all that stuff, they
didn't have
all this and you're supposed to remember them and how they lived and
just dark. I'm telling you.
But it's a way to just
I know, it's good though.
Also
listen, how many times am I like, I just want to throw the phones in the toilet bowl? Like I sometimes hate it. I mean, obviously I like, you know, the heat and the lights and all this stuff and TV, whatever. But sometimes I'm just like, I hate phones. We get so consumed with them sometimes and just in general people. But so I don't mind that.
It also, I don't know, makes you appreciate the other days when you do have the stuff.
It's that true.
You can use it.
It's all about appreciation. I really feel like it helps make you appreciate things more.
And one time Zach Morris said he was Jewish.
He did?
He did, yeah.
Was it to get something to get off of school?
Yeah, he wanted to go to the Dodgers game.
That's right.
It was a Jewish holiday.
I mean, that's a move you would make.
Yeah.
Like, you are Jewish, but you would do something like that. So.
Yeah. So he said he's Jewish, went to the Dodgers game, and he caught a foul ball on TV.
See, that's where he goes wrong.
Yes.
You got to stay off TV.
I know. But, hey, a foul ball is a foul ball.
True.
So.
Listen, if it was a home run ball, that's one thing. But foul ball.
Yeah. It's funny. Yeah. So, yeah, but I don't know, anything else for Hanukkah or any of that stuff?
I mean, I don't know. I'm excited to give the girls their gifts this year.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first year that it's not like they've been around so long yet, but this is the first year they're finally, like, they get it.
Mm.
They understand the holidays. Mm. They definitely know who Santa is. You know, they get it. Like, they know the trees. They like looking at the Christmas lights and the... you know, holiday decorations when we go places. So I'm just super excited for everything.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Well, we got to introduce them to Hanukkah Harry 1 year.
We do.
We sat at the dinner table and we opened the door.
They're going to be like, oh my God, is this the house? Here,
and we shake the table and say
he's
here.
That's fun. I like that. I absolutely will. Mm-hmm. Listen, I tell my kids about Santa, so I'll tell them about Hanukkah Harry.
I'll tell you this. It is much, much, way much easier to draw a Jewish doll than it is to draw a Christmas tree.
It is so easy to draw a Christmas tree.
It's easy to draw a Jewish star.
You just scribble lines. It depends on... Jewish star is two triangles. I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Way easier.
But a Christmas tree is literally just like this. Look, watch. I'm going to do it with my fingers. You just go like this. You scribble back and forth. You go. You start small.
Yes.
And as you go down, you get bigger.
No.
Listen. Okay. I could draw...
Triangle, upside down triangle. I know. How many sides?
Like points?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I was going to say 6. See? Shoot. I'm going to be honest, I counted that star right there.
See, how many points on a Christmas tree?
I mean, 3, if it's a triangle.
3 on a Christmas tree?
Like, if you're drawing it.
No, more than
like
3.
Like, if you draw the... Oh, I see what you're saying, like, where you hang the ornaments. A lot. 18.
Who has time for that?
Me.
It's only one day. How do you have time for 18?
It's not. It's a month. It's more than a month for me. It's a season.
You just said it's one morning. You open up all your gifts in one morning and game over.
Yeah, no, that's what the month is. It's leading up to that morning. The anticipation is the best part.
Was
just
it
like when we're going to Disney. You know, it's like the anticipation is sometimes the best part. And then once we're there, we're like, damn, it's over already.
Yeah.
Christmas morning, it's exciting. And then it's like, oh. It would always be like me and my sisters would be like.
The only month-long holidays, Halloween.
Yeah, no.
That's it.
Halloween's more than a month. Halloween's from August till last week.
Yeah, right. That's funny.
I know.
That's funny. But.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, I don't hate on Hanukkah, so don't hate on Christmas,
I'm not
bro.
Not hating.
You're a total hater.
Shane, there's too many points on a Christmas tree.
What? It's for the ornaments.
6. 6 is enough. 6. That's it. 6 points. Okay,
be quiet.
1, 2,
I'm taking
three,
down.
Four,
you see
five,
the Hanukkah
six.
Ornaments I have up there? I'm taking them down.
Yeah.
They're coming off. So, you can have your menorah and your stuff, and I'll have my Christmas tree, okay?
All right. So, all right. Well, anything else?
No. Happy Hanukkah to anyone who celebrates.
Yes. Happy Hanukkah out there. It is. It's a fun time.
Yes.
It is.
And go listen to the rest of Adam Sandler's
song.
There
you go. There's 4 of them. 4 versions.
Gosh. Wow. Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah. Speaking of watching a sporting event, there was a baseball player.
Mm-hmm.
And there may have been a few of them. There was actually a few of them. I don't want to say a baseball player, but a few that big time of the season comes.
Okay.
It's either like late into the baseball season or like playoff time.
Mm-hmm.
Falls on Jewish holiday.
Oh. And they're like, nope.
Yep. And they would not play.
Oh, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's crazy.
And yeah, I remember, I know there's a Jewish player on the Mets, Sean Green. I don't know if he's the one that like chose not to play
right.
during it, but he may have. I don't know if that was like the big time. It was like playoff game.
Yeah.
But he actually had 4 home runs in a game one time in a regular season game.
Damn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Crazy. So, okay, so I just looked up. I'm sorry. I just looked up. Oh, my God, I love her too. I just looked up celebrities who are Jewish just to see if there's any like, oh, wow, I didn't know that. So 2 of my favorite male actors are Jewish. Jake Gyllenhaal, which is my number one, and Zac Efron.
There you go.
Zac Efron. Jake Gyllenhaal, I could have been like, okay, yeah. Because, I don't know, just... But Zac Efron, I didn't know.
No. Uh-huh.
And then, if any of you know High School Musical, Ashley Tisdale.
All right.
Sharpay.
There you go.
You have no idea what I'm talking about, but people might.
I know Jake Gyllenhaal.
No, I'm talking about Ashley Tisdale.
Oh.
But yeah, so there's Pink. Adam Sandler.
Yeah, there's a lot of good.
Yeah, there's more than you would, there's more like, oh, wow, than you would think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, I don't know. Anything else before we end this and get on with our Hanukkah?
No, that's it. Well, you tell me.
No, that's it. I mean, we covered some good stuff.
Yeah, we did. I'm sorry that I'm not as good of a
question
giver. I'm more of like, hey, guess what?
Yeah.
Hey, guess what?
That's good stuff. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
So, all right. Once again, happy Hanukkah out there.
Yes.
Hope you guys enjoy it. Hit us up. Let us know your holiday Hanukkah tradition.
Yes.
How your family celebrates it.
Right. Also, very off topic, completely off topic. Janelle, we are almost caught up to House of Villains. I just wanted to let you know that.
Yeah, we have. Or as of... We're two episodes behind. But we'll catch up this week.
Yes, we literally binged it for the most part.
For you.
For you, because we're like, all right, this. And because, like, I don't want it to get ruined, which is weird because it's such a silly show.
Right.
But if you don't watch House of Villains, it's actually like a guilty pleasure. It's pretty entertaining.
It's...
While Johnny Bananas is on it. If he gets eliminated, it probably won't be as good. But
yeah, no, he's definitely carrying the show.
Yeah.
For sure. All right. Well, that's it. Yeah. What's up, Janelle? Shout out.
Yep.
Yeah. So, all right. That's it. Hit us up. Let us know. And I am going to quiz Alex on Christmas.
I can't wait.
Very soon. And I am not going to be as nice.
I know. I don't know why I'm ever nice to you. Ever. Yeah, like, I really don't. I'm so nice. And you're like, oh, Christmas is, I'm the Grinch. Christmas is terrible.
I am the Grinch.
You're the Scrooge. No, because the Grinch actually, like, grows. He has growth in his
humbug.
Life. Yeah. Actually, so does Scrooge. Never mind.
Yeah. Actually, there's one thing that I dislike probably more than anything in this world. It's Christmas.
Why? You're such a liar. You're going to tell me you like Easter better than Christmas? No chance. No chance.
Think about that.
You can't stand Easter.
Yeah, I can't stand Easter. You're right. But I can't stand Christmas even more.
I want a divorce.
At least Easter is nice weather.
That's true. Not always.
Nicer than this. 17 degrees outside.
We don't know what Christmas Day will be like.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it might be like snowy and
there's
pretty.
There's nothing good about Christmas.
Presents, Christmas tree, Santa.
Nothing.
Food. Although the food sucks on Christmas.
Let me try to think of anything good about Christmas. Let me think. No?
Okay, so then Hanukkah is a dumb holiday.
Come up with anything.
Just sit down one day, eat, and give presents on one day. I could be mean too.
Do it 8 times.
Why?
We have it's a waste more than of time. A week.
I don't have time for that.
More than a week.
I don't have time for that.
Yeah, because you have to. Yeah, cause you have to spend time wrapping presents. Like that's.
You guys don't wrap presents.
Important.
You never wrapped gifts.
Hanukkah, Harry doesn't need to wrap gifts.
Your mom didn't have time for that.
Because he wraps.
Your mom makes me wrap the gifts that she gives people.
He spits lyrics.
Wait, can I tell you that I've wrapped my own gifts? Like, your mom has given me things to wrap and then she gave it to me the next day.
Good for you.
I don't care.
Good for you. Yeah.
But all right. You and your mom have the same wrapping skills.
Yeah.
And handwriting. Hanukkah Harry.
Beastie Boys, what you know, bro?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
That's right.
What you know about that? Let's talk about wrapping skills. All right, that's it. We're ending this. It's getting silly.
Yeah, you need to go to sleep. You're being
mean. It's
getting
real silly. No, not really. Oh, I said that on like Christmas.
That's mean.
Never have, never will.
That's mean. All right. Why?
Bah, humbug.
I know why.
That's it. All right. Well, hit us up. Let us know. We love hearing from you guys.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's it. Once again, I'm Greg, a.k.a. Crazy Greg, a.k.a. Pooh Bear, and you are...
And I am thinking of another topic for another episode where we just debate the entire time.
Let's do it.
On topics that we don't agree on.
Let's do it.
And then people can weigh in.
Let's do it.
Maybe that'll be next week.
I can think of
maybe
quite a few.
That we don't agree on? Not family. Can't be family.
No.
Okay.
Not family.
Okay.
Okay. We'll talk after this.
Yeah, okay, deal.
All right. Well, that's it. We're out of here. Okay. Let us know. Any other hot take topics you have, let us know. We'll debate it.
Yes.
And actually, you can even pick which side we're on. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Give us...
You know what's funny is actually, I haven't listened to them in a while, but the Bellas, they have something where there's something, in, even if they agree on the same side, they each pick a side and argue why it's right.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
You guys give us a topic and tell each of us which side we're on.
That's fun.
And we'll research it and we'll debate it. And yeah. And
I can literally fight anything.
All right. So let's see how it goes.
I should have been a lawyer, but
let's see.
You fight anything and win. So you're a tough competition.
Let's see how it goes.
All right.
All right. That's it. I'm legitimately ending it here.
All right. Goodbye.
So
I'm
thank
Alex.
You all for listening. Appreciate it. Once again, I'm Greg, a.k.a. Crazy Greg, a.k.a. Pooh Bear, and you are?
Alex. Goodbye.
All right, Alex. Goodbye.
Get out of my face.
Thank you all for listening. We appreciate it. Have a happy, 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 happy Hanukkah.
C-H.
That's right.
A-N-U-K-A-H.
There you go. Peace out. Until next week, be good, be crazy for 8 nights, and we'll see you real soon.
Bye.
Hey, Alex.
Yeah?
Tell these fine-looking people where they can find us.
Well, they could find us on Instagram at anythinggoespodny, on Twitter at anythinggoesny, and shoot us an email at agpodny@gmail.com.
That's right. And y'all can listen to all of our episodes on any streaming platform where podcasts can be found. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review, because anything goes with Greg and Alex.
Phone home, phone home, phone home!
Thanks for listening to the Anything Goes podcast with Greg and Alex. See you real soon, suckers.